This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Matt, there's a lot of local headlines. Canes hoops. They do play Duke tomorrow. They're at home. Duke is a third-ranked team. But it looks like the Canes are actually either in talks or they're just working out some sort of contract already with Duke assistant head coach Jay Lucas, who is expected to be Miami's next head coach.
Yeah, it looks like that's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah,
they play tomorrow, which is weird. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when the portal and stuff opens, but there's no way that he ends up remaining with Duke the remainder of the season. It just doesn't make any sense because he's a great recruiter from everything that I read. And he's the one who is responsible for bringing Cooper Flagg there, apparently. But how could he stay there and recruit with them and be part of the coaching staff if he's going to be recruiting against them in months? So I would imagine this is going to happen sooner rather than later.
When I saw it this morning, first thing I thought about was we had Joe Z on. And I asked him, what does this guy look like? And he says he has to know the ACC. He has to understand what he needs to do. He has to be a great recruiter. He should, you know, he said, like, Joe Z described this guy perfectly coming from Duke in the ACC. I think Joe might have been bamboozling us last week.
So his name is Jay, though? It's not Jai?
I went with Jay, but honestly, I've done zero research on it. I'm not sure. Like, I haven't heard anybody say his name, so I'm not sure.
Because it's J-A-I.
Yeah.
In my head, I've been calling him Jai, but I also admittedly have done zero research. Hold on. Let me call.
Because like chai latte is C-H-A-I.
I thought it was Jai. Thought it was a cool sounding name. Maybe it is Jay.
But because it's like you're used to Hi-Li?
Yeah. Well, I just thought, I don't know. I mean, it could be a cutesy spelling of Jay. You're right. But I knew it wasn't Hi because that would be more at the kosher deli. Hi. So I figured it was Jai.
I'm gonna go with Jay.
You're riding with me? I would caution you against that.
I'm literally calling Joe.
I'm going with Jay.
Oh, Joe Z. All right.
He knew already. Joe was hit us with the gully last week.
So is he gonna answer?
There's no way Joe carries his phone around at home. He leaves it on the charger.
Yeah.
And he probably thinks I'm calling for like an official quote and he can't say anything. He's just going to be shaking if I get a hold of him.
Yeah, you say the guy's name.
Shut me out. Who can I call?
Do y'all have a voice message or do y'all do the AI lady?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
Because I don't do voice messages.
I think I do a voice message because I think I like to drop that I'm a radio guy because you never know, you know, the window washers, you hire them, you come and you go, if I don't answer between 2 and 6, I'm probably on the air. And then you never know. Like, then they treat you better.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
Yeah, I got I just got like the generic. Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, the lady. Yeah, I let the lady do my talking.
Who can I call?
Danny.
Would Danny Rabinowitz know?
Yeah, he would probably know.
Danny would know.
All right. I mean, this is ridiculous.
And this, isn't this called investigative reporting? We're really reaching out to the insiders here.
I mean, we don't even, none of us took 3 seconds to find out how to pronounce this guy's name.
Okay. Well, what do you get? Pull the curtains back. I lost my phone this morning. I can't find my phone, so I can't do any research on anything. I was watching that the craziest Instagram girl thing this morning. That's pretty good.
You're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished.
Yeah, Danny goes with the AI message. Although I don't know if Rabinowitz is the guy to ask, because he once suggested that when Donald Trump first came on the scene in 2016, do you remember this, Solana?
No.
He was talking about how the MAGA movement is taking over the country. Remember, and he kept calling it MAGA, and we were like, "Bro, it's MAGA," and he's like, "No, it's MAGA."
I didn't even know.
You remember
what
that?
You were talking about.
Yeah, he kept calling MAGA. Yeah, and he was like, "Double down, triple down." Man. No, it's MAGA. It's MAGA. So I don't know if he's the right guy to call for Jay or Jai.
So our research team has responded here. Our research team has responded. Yep. And when I say research team, just me shutting off my mic for a second, going to Peter Rees on Kane's Insight.
Oh.
Because he's the one who broke the news.
Oh, so you listened.
Yeah, I listened. Thank you, Jimmy, for all your help over there. So.
His mic's not even on.
Why isn't your mic on?
really I said no problem.
He went with Jay Lucas as well. Jay Lucas.
Oh, Jay?
Okay. I don't know if I could trust Peter Rees either, though, to be honest.
No, Peter Rees obviously knows, so it's Jay.
Yeah, okay, but
so I'm the only guy who suggested Jai, and that's just because I'm, you know, I like the cutesy stuff.
Pete,
remember there was that actor, Michael Jai White?
No.
I'm serious. No. Yeah, Michael
Jai? Yeah.
Jai, J-A-I, Michael Jai White.
Oh, like Solana said, high lie, chai latte. Like, I could see the AI being an I. It's short for something. Or what's his real name? Got to be short for something.
I don't know. I'm sending
like
this.
Like a cute Jason, J-A-I-S-O-N, a cute Jason.
Jay Powell Lucas is his full name. He played at Texas.
Jay Powell?
Yeah, Jay.
The Fed chairman. Jay Powell's the chairman of the Fed. There's a twist I didn't see coming.
Oh, he played at Florida, Crowder, from 07 to 08.
There's Michael Jai White.
His name is Jai?
Michael Jai White. Don't remember him?
I do remember. He, Yeah, he's real muscular and plays in all them beat 'em up movies.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he's a fighter.
Yeah. He was actually Dolomite.
He was?
He was the remake guy of Dolomite.
The Netflix remake.
I believe one of them Dolomite. I remember him doing the Dolomite lines, and you know, I'm a Dolomite fan. He got game. Jimmy, go watch Dolomite.
Dolomite does have game. It worked more in the 70s, his game, than it will in 2025, admittedly.
It's a little aggressive. It's a bit aggressive.
Wow.
Man,
what a
the more I'm reading about this guy, the more I'm reading, like, I think.
Maybe we should have read about him before the show started.
Yeah, probably. His father, John Lucas II, his brother is John Lucas III, played in the NBA, got dunked on by LeBron James, famously. He was undrafted. He went to Florida, Crowder. Then he played at Texas, undrafted, but he played for the Sioux Falls Skyforce, the Heat's G League affiliate.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Hmm.
And he was hired by Calipari in 2020 and then went on to Duke to be the associate head coach. don't know how to pronounce his name, but
sounds like a good hire.
Yeah. All right.
Does he put raisins in his macaroni?
You ask him.
Potato salad.
I say you ask him.
Is he enjoy a collard green?
Is he black? He's definitely black. If you haven't seen him, he's definitely black.
Oh, he's black. Okay. That's what I was getting after. I just want to come out straight.
Yeah. I got you.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
This entire time, not only did we not know how to pronounce his name, you didn't know if he was white or black.
I didn't.
This is really amazing. This is also, we're talking about basketball, Crowder. This is a basketball coach. I don't know, like, I don't know how far behind we are on the curve on what we're talking about here, because we don't seem to know a thing.
What's UM's last black basketball coach?
Leonard Hamilton, Perry Clark, Frank Haith.
Leonard Hamilton. Ooh,
Frank Haith.
Leonard Hamilton.
No, I think it was Frank Haith.
Frank Haith.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sweet 16 run.
Well,
Frank
no,
Haith.
I think,
right?
I think the last coach before Larinaga was black.
Frank Haith.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they go Sweet 16, right, with Jack McClinton? I believe.
Yeah.
Shane Larkin? Oh no, that was Coach L.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Jack McClinton.
That was L.
Yeah.
McClinton doesn't like raisins.
Jack McClinton? Oh, black people don't like raisins in their what is it, potato salad?
We potato salad. We really don't like raisins, period.
Mm. What about in your Kugel?
I only eat it in my baklava.
Hawk, Mount Rushmore of things you like in your kugel.
Come on, we got to wrap it up because I want to talk to John Michael.
All right, those are your headlines. Now over to your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954.
I mean, honestly, if we're still on the air at 3 o'clock...
I'm sending that to Odyssey Corporate as a Jai Lucas, Kane Toops, everything you need to know.
Duke preview. I'm literally sweating. I'm just beads of sweat rolling down my face. But I feel like I saved it with "Do you like raisins in your Google?"
Clutch. You're clutch, huh?
Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. A little rainy today. That is your weather.
I'm going to just text it in. Cooper flag is white. All right. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment. He does mornings in Atlanta, heater in Atlanta. Tonight, we'll talk with John Michaels next. And we'll get our stuff together. We'll get straight for the next segment.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.